Dopamine and norepinephrine stimulate the release of others like serotonin and oxytocin, improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutriMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we have a little delay with Josh able to come on at the bottom of the hour, but we'll continue. I'm going to go through some of the news. I actually posted up a video, which if you go to my YouTube channel, you can actually find it in Vimeo and YouTube. You can see that up there. We already have a number of hits already since posting it an hour ago, just before the program. And I go over a lot of the different news items going on here about what's happening right now. We've got Scaramucci being scary, talking about criticizing President Trump. I mean, now Trump's under a lot of pressure, but he doesn't need Scaramucci going off on a tangent. We also don't need the Democrats making rash and unreasonable statements that Trump is a racist. He's not in any way a racist. He's trying to handle the border and the crazy immigration disaster which we have, which finally the Democrats are admitting. But he has some bad advisors around him. He's pushing 5G network, genetically modified food and recycled water. Those are easy to fix. If I or my colleagues can get a hold of Trump, we can actually get him properly advised, and he'll stop and pull back on that. He'll also understand that we need to harden the power grid against cyber attacks, EMP from the sun, or a solar coronal mass ejection, or a weapon of indignation from North Korea, which is a proxy of Russia, or Russia directly with their weapons in La Orchilla Island and Punta Huerta, Nicaragua. And we're working hard to get actually back channels to get a hold of Trump directly. We need to talk to POTUS because he is under a lot of stress. He's not generating hate. He simply punches back when people are constantly attacking him, which I think it would be best for him to try to ignore a lot of the attacks and actually just move forward with policy. And I'm going to go through some policy solutions here, though. So if Trump is listening or someone listening, they want to send this over to Trump. Number one, with health care. We talked about this in past programs. We're going to repeat it. Number one, in terms of health, we need to make the system a lot more efficient. We need to get rid of malpractice. We need to move for alternate pathways for people to become specialized as doctors. So if you're a medic, you're already doing surgery in a mass unit for five tours of duty, you could master the database. Or if you're, say, a obstetric nurse for 20 years and you want to learn how to do C-sections, why not? Once you can prove you're able to do the surgical procedures, you're basically a pediatric nurse certified or an obstetric nurse certified to do obstetrical C-sections. We need to also make sure that people are competent. So we need to have a monitoring method for monitoring their database of knowledge, which can be done online. We do not need to have expanded schools and make giant costs or take people away from their work. We need to also allow for part-time work. If we get rid of malpractice, we can pay people an hourly wage. And women who want to practice half a day a week and still have a family, and their female doctors could do it. And retired people like me could work, say, half a day a week or two half days a week. That would allow the possibility to keep on health professionals that are very experienced helping out the community. We need to also make sure we get cross-border activity of insurance carriers. And if we get rid of the idea of fee-for-service, their cost of administration would drop dramatically. Also, their power to determine what's done. They should have no right whatsoever insurance to determine what's done. If the doctor is paid an hourly wage and takes so many hours of work, and if there's a specific piece of equipment or things, then they just simply certify that they have to pay for it. And we can have a system to basically make sure that we don't have these giant deductibles and whatever, and that everybody in the country has catastrophic insurance. In a sense, we do that already, but we know that in socialist countries, and here if you run out of money, you're going to have the life support cut from you. Now let's talk about the border. We need to have drones up. The drones can be put up in a month. All on the border, but not just there. Remember, 60% of the people that overstay their visas are actually the biggest problem, not the border. So we need to make sure that people who overstay their visas are deported. Now, we also need to have work visas for people who aren't going to become citizens, but they're going to work here in our tech industries and so on. And if they work for, say, a dozen years properly and are not causing any troubles and so on, then they can certify and, apply through the regular channels to become a citizen. We need to have merit-based immigration, which is easy. Trump could probably do this by executive order rather than waiting for a Supreme Court decision. Have them fight it out in Supreme Court later if they want. And have get rid of chain migration and birthright citizenship, where women fly over in a plane from China and then all the women have their babies here and then become American citizens and they go back to somewhere in China. That's ridiculous. We have the Special Activity Division of the CIA doing lots of weird projects to the tune of trillions of dollars because they collaborate with the drug cartels. We should be sending our special forces to kill the drug cartel guys, like some of the richest men in the world live in Mexico, because they actually collaborate with their intel agencies, creating a flow of trillions of dollars of cash that goes into deep underground military bases and off-world space projects and weird genetic engineering and other projects, which basically are not under the necessary surveillance of our president, Congress, or the Senate. We have a lot of suppressed science. We know how to make tokamak fusion reactors. We should be hardening our power grid and have plasma distribution lines. But we don't. And we should also get rid of the UHF transformers. We have 10,000 of them. If there's any reason for a surge that would cause the power to go, either a coronal mass ejection for the sun or an EMP attack or cyber attack, those UHF transformers aren't coming back. There's only world production of 200 a year, and we have 10,000 in America. It's ridiculous. We need to recycle everything. It should be recycling underground lines, so everything is recycled back to pellets. So when you rebuild something, you can actually build it with a 3D printer in your garage and send those parts, like they do already in Japan, to their factory to be assembled. We should start being inventive in terms of what employment is. We can create new types of employment jobs and new types of the idea of employment. We should not saddle small business with raising the minimum wage, but we should raise a value-added tax and then a specific commission every town and city to determine what a living wage is. And you have to be working, though, to get the living wage. You can't just be non-working. Even if you're in a wheelchair and can work only 4 hours a day because you're paralyzed on the neck, we can find some work for you to do, even on a computer in your apartment. We should make sure that we don't think of the idea of retirement as a good idea. We need to retire people to a different type of employment. This idea of retirement takes good people that could be living another two or three decades. And when you keep your mind busy and you keep active in things, just like I am at 67 and a half, you continue to feel useful and really are helping a lot of people. I help more people now than when I was in practice because I talk to people all over the world. We need to make sure that we maintain the health of the population. We are not, our Geigeronomics is corrupted by political influence. We should remove the political influence of large corporate groups and large money groups for making policy, whether it's growing food, distributing electricity, or even infrastructure. Our nation should move toward fiber optic everything and get rid of 5G network and live wired systems because they're toxic to our gut biome. Insects, birds fall out of the sky, and it's toxic to our genetics and our mitochondria. We need to start realizing that the human race is doing a great experiment that's going to cause an extinction-level event, not just to us, but the biome. We need to protect our Earth from incoming meteors. We had a meteor just a month ago crossing the Earth in a very low pass-through that could have been a city crasher. We have an asteroid coming toward us in less than 10 years in April 2029 that is called Apophis, which means the great destroyer from ancient Egypt. This asteroid is three times the size of the one that destroyed the dinosaurs 66 million years ago, with a 1% chance of it or its debris field striking the Earth, which means if just the debris field strikes, it's going to cause a lot of havoc. We need to realize we're heading toward a pole shift, which means there's two north poles, two south poles magnetically, and every so often, for so many tens of thousands or a quarter millions of years, there's a major shift of the actual crust on the Earth, which moves the crust on the mantle so that new hotspots are found. And dormant magma domes arrive, which we use, by the way, for deep underground military bases. We need to be aware that the Earth changes can cause periods of time where you can have collapse of species, a collapse of oxygen concentration or protection from ozone, depletion of the upper atmosphere to protect us against radiation. But we're not prepared for any of these things. The globalists are panicking because they have enough science to know that something big is coming and they're trying to maintain control and population reduction so that they can maintain with cybernetic and genetic enhancement, advanced cast of superhumans in the near future, while the rest of the population either dies from starvation or violence. People think it isn't just a theory. It's not a theory. I work with the federal government. We need to know that the government's involved with a lot of bad things. In fact, socialism, globalism, and totalitarianism, whether it looks to be left or right, is all bad. We know that, for example, the Great Wars are all started by banks and bankers, since the Napoleonic Wars especially. We know that the population reduction is a policy of the United Nations. They want to even get rid of meat, but they want to get rid of most of us, too. And if you think this is just a theory, you need to read the documents. Stop arguing and attacking the messenger. Just stop spitting on us messengers and just read. What we're facing right now with Epstein dead, he complained that somebody's trying to kill him. He's got marks in his neck. These cells, if you actually see these cells, make it impossible to hang yourself. How did he die? I guarantee when you see the autopsy report, it's going to raise a lot of issues. As I mentioned in this video I did today, there are seven questions we can raise that the media so far have not answered fully or properly. And I raised those questions in that video clip. It's about 13 minutes long. When we get Josh back on the program here, hopefully after this segment we'll catch him. What we need to do is we need to talk about this, but we have right now things like Scaramucci going crazy. Scaramucci thinks that he can suggests that we should be changing to another presidential candidate. Now, Donald Trump, if he's properly advised, and obviously Scaramucci is not a good advisor, if Dr. Deagle could get a half an hour with him every week, along with my co-advisors, we'd build missile defense like my laser-netted infirmity, we'd clean up the border, we'd get rid of the drug cartels and the corrupt people in the Department of Justice and government, we'd have them doing the perp walk. People are actually responsible for letting Epstein die. Remember, the guy was on a suicide watch for, I think, 6 days, and then they took him off. Why? Camera wasn't even pointing toward his cell. They weren't checking every 30 minutes. Everything is not according to procedure. Then we don't even know what the proper autopsy was. And Mr. Barr said if he's not happy with the autopsy, he'll get a re-autopsy. What I see going on, remember, this is a federal prisoner. What we see going on is total corruption of our system. And, by the way, that's where pro se litigant action comes in. We talked about that in the last segment of Hour 1 with Dr. Fred Graves. I know that people are very frustrated, like Deborah Tavares, and say, well, is there any solution? Of course there is. You can present me with any problem on earth, and I will come up with the inspiration of the Most High God, a solution to every problem, health problem, geopolitical, whatever. The problem with this, we need to be active citizens, become pro se litigants. We need to file suits against the corporations, the government, the employees of the government, and the various operatives that are involved with this. What I want people to understand is that we have a level of responsibility here. We can't just elect people or sponsor people and think that if we get them elected, they're going to do our will. No. Trump is trying to do some things to fix the business because he's a businessman. But he's clueless in terms of recycled toxic water, genetically modified food and 5G network. And Mick Mulvaney said, I don't know if it's toxic, but he's doing a little dance. Well, the fact is we have bad advisors who want to push war when we don't have even missile defense systems. Our Navy is not defended against the Russian anti-electricity systems that can knock our power grid out, like the power grid on the Cook a few years ago, one of our Navy ships. We don't understand that when we have an asymmetric war with our enemy, that we have a smaller military force, but they've learned the chinks in our armor and how to harm us. Just like the chinks in the armor of a giant dragon can easily be stabbed if you turn the sword sideways and shove it between the plates of armor. The fact is, we're not prepared for that. We're not prepared for the shrinking lifespan of the population, the dropping IQ, the dropping fertility, the increased level of cancer and other diseases, all by design. We're not prepared for the fact that most doctors are gutless and won't ask the right questions to realize their medical training and their residency training is inadequate, and they're not trained to be living pathologists to actually understand intermediate metabolism, quantum biophysics, immunotoxicology, or stealth infectious disease. Well, I've been at this long enough now. I'm actually formatting, and I'm going to do it on video form with medical references, a solution to all the major health problems that we have. Not just some of them, all of them. And you'll see more and more of these will be embedded on my wellness conditions, but I'm also going to send them out through the blogosphere and the internet to my colleagues that think they have the answer. I have a solution from everything from vision loss to advanced aging to dementia to heart disease to lung disease and COPD to chronic stealth infections triggering off cancer to osteoporosis, osteopenia, peripheral neuropathy. You name the health problem, the same thing with geopolitical problems. There is not a problem on Earth that I cannot have a solution to break down the problem to its constituent parts. But the Chaos Masters want to pretend that things hasn't happened. Now we have a question from Paulette. Go ahead, Paulette, you have a question. I'm waiting for you, Paulette. All set?
Hello?
I got your message. Yeah, Paulette, what's your question? Go ahead.
The we're being destroyed, and as we're being destroyed, we give off energy. What are these interdimensional beings doing with this energy?
Stay right there. When we come back from the break, I'll try to answer your question. Paulette, you stay right there, and I'll talk to you on the break, okay?
Oh, okay.
Stay right there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Reformulate your question.
Well, my question is...
We're coming back. Are we back yet, Tomas? Okay, good. Paulette is calling in with a question, and she raised a question just before the break. But what happens, and why do we see these things going on? Well, it says in Thessalonians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And what was your question again, so people who didn't hear it before hear the question again, Paulette?
Well, my question is... As we're being destroyed, as the web of life is being destroyed, not just humans, but the whole web of life,
right?
A lot of energy is being released, and most of us, well, some of us are aware that there are, inorganic beings that harvest and collect this energy. And
I'm gonna adjust a few of the terms here.
Okay.
What do you think is the structure of the universe?
I'll
teach you rather than
because
I can. No, I don't want a fuzzy. I'm going to give you a very concrete answer. Okay. There's three realms. We live in time space, which is a realm where energy transfer can cause degradation. So we get the realm of what's called entropy. It's a law of physics. Entropy means things decay; they convert from one thing to another, energy and mass, and so on. And time, basically, the arrow of time is dependent on entropy. You follow that? The second realm is a realm of consciousness. The realm of consciousness is where the soul exists, and it's actually connected to the physical body through the magnetite in the pineal gland by the cord of living water. So it's the conscious mind, which exists in hyperspace, is the same realm as the realm of the most intelligent created being in the universe is, otherwise known as Lucifer, the Great Opposer, and the fallen ones. Mm. They live in what's called the astral realm, the realm of consciousness. And it's above time-space, but there is some element of change which occurs, but it's not the same as time, space, and our dimension. And then there's what's called the infinite realm, the realm of the infinite. And we have in every human being three aspects of us. We have a physical body that lives in negative entropy. We have a consciousness and a soul, if you wanted to say, connected by the cord of living waters to the magnetite with iron in our pineal gland. It's literally like a fiber optic cable to the world of the living. And then we have a seed atom of eternity. In other words, in every living human being and everything in the universe, there's a seed atom of God in them. In other words, everything in a sense is an expression of God's consciousness. Now, where God exists, there is no past or future. There is no such thing as dimensions. Every atom inside you is another universe where God is still God. The entire known universe, which is 460 quadrillion galaxies, is an elemental particle and a hydrogen atom and a water molecule and a butterfly where God is still God. God taught me that when it was in heaven 8.5. So you have to understand, if you understand the three realms, you understand that there is a portion of these so-called conscious astral beings we call the angels that decided to leave the order of following God's will, which is to do good, is to do God and add an extra O. And they decided to do what was right in their own eye. And the first leader of that first lie was Lucifer, who taught the lie to Eve, that you're so brilliant, you're now living over 900 years, you've named all the animals, you can probably speak multiple languages, whatever. And as a result, you don't need to consult God anymore. Okay? Now, our society is full of secret orders. Every religion on earth is a secret order. Buddhism, Catholicism, Masonism, Judaism, which is a form of Babylonian Jewish apostolic cabal, and even transhumanism, where they don't even talk about God because they try to pretend we are God. We're just going to change our own genetics and genetically and cybernetically enhance ourselves into becoming literally fused with technology. All of these things are just different brands on the Walmart of Lucifer of how we can replace God by becoming God ourselves or doing what is right in our own eyes, which is the definition of evil. And 98% of evil looks, tastes, and smells good because you can even get at least temporarily good results. For example, when we look at Mr. Epstein, they were manipulating people all over the world, including Prince Andrew, who likes to suck the toes of young girls. They're prepubertal. Sexual activity with underage girls, right down to babies. And they did this because they were able to gather the ectoplasm of the astral sacrifice and get power with the demonic horde to actually get things done. In other words, I had a discussion many years ago as I wanted to get a rabbi from New York to teach me Hebrew. It was about 28, 29 years ago, and he basically said, look, because you're a Kohanim, I'm going to tell you straight up, you Christians are nuts. We're not close to you when they talk about Judeo-Christianity. We're all wizards. Just like, for example, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, Mr. Kushner, worships Rabbi Schneerson, and in fact, the worship was called the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon. Now, if you read these books, the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, your stomach will turn, which is why a lot of Jews have turned away from all religion, and they're basically secular agnostics, because they know that the 1,300 years in Babylon have completely destroyed the idea of what the original group called the Jews were, which means praiser, and they all became wizards. Okay, except a small number like my good friend Josh Bernstein is a real Jew. Now, they're a minority because the first people they killed in the Russian Revolution 1917, 102 years ago, were, guess what? The biblical Jews. They wanted to get rid of their rabbis that believed in the Bible and the Talmud and the writings of the prophets, and they had to get rid of those, and also the religious Russian Orthodox priests, because they wanted to create an agnostic or atheistic communist regime, which is why it was for many years against the law to actually have any belief in any system of higher God within communism. Communism and God, like socialism, are anathema. So all these socialists are pushing it in the Democratic Party are basically social agnostics. They don't want to believe in a God because they want to become God. And in fact, they want to give you lies like the environmental garbage, the reduction population and getting rid of ruminating animals, because if you don't listen to them, which is religion now, you're going to destroy the earth. You're a co-criminal if you won't accept their idea of not eating meat anymore, for example. Does that answer your question? So if you don't understand this, and literally I can break down every problem you can imagine. The problem is a church, and this is a question you can answer, a church never has invited me since the year 2000, 19 and a half years ago, to speak in Living Waters Fellowship to bring a video connection. I can do it today. Somebody called me up and said, Deagle, I want you to speak at my church next Sabbath, say Saturday. And I can actually send them a video link. They can put it on their monitor. I can come on and literally video anywhere in the world, hundreds of churches, 1,000 churches. And I can answer any of their questions, whether it's a biblical issue or a prepper issue or a health issue. Guess what? People are terrified to find out. I was persecuted at the previous networks I've been at, Genesis Network, Republic Radio, and Rents Network, because they didn't want to accept me. I'm not just a radio broadcaster. I speak with the voice of the Most High God. I speak with the voice of solid scientific regimens to actually reverse disease, reverse geopolitical foolishness, and to wipe evil from the face of the earth by bringing back the what my ancestor Moshe said, the rule of the Most High God through our law system to get biblical Christianity back in the courts, which we don't have because of Bar Association, is entirely Luciferic. It goes right back to the Magna Carta. The Bar Association means the British Authorized Registry. It's entirely Luciferic. We have been since 1213, where the Pope kicked off the crown of the King of England. The Vatican thinks they own everything because there actually is a proxy through the Pindar, the penis of the dragon, which is the ruler of Earth under the Druidic Council of 13 for Lucifer, thinks they own all properties. In fact, their name in the 17th Rite of York is that the first name of God is Yah, the breath. The second is Baal, which is the fertility god that owns all property, which is another name for Lucifer. And Osiris, the resurrected god of the underworld, which is another name for Lucifer. So two of the three names are Luciferic. Even our Christmas is actually a Luciferic celebration of the resurrection of Satan coming back into power to take over control, even after his destruction by the resurrection of Jesus after he was sacrificed on the cross. So this is how bad things are. And we're at the end of the road now. We're not going to get a lot of warning. We're not going to build a temple. There's a bunch of crazy Christians that think we're going to build a temple and get lots of warning. Or there's going to be a rapture and they're going to get taken out and sent to go to heaven. Don't look down because it looks ugly. The rapture is to take evil out of the world, not good. Because God wants to restore the Edenic Covenant because his destiny of mankind is that the human race is to, when we expand and start to terraform the planets and the solar system and go right out and spread out in the galaxy, is to become collectively, not individually, like gods like the damn Mormons, collectively to become the bride of the Most High. And because his spirit, which is eternal, fuses with our soul, we are no longer at that point as a collective human race capable of evil. We will be co-equal with the creator of the universe. That's our destiny.
Well, how can that happen, though, if we're being destroyed? And
No. You're talking about the destruction of people that won't accept the gospel, the truth. You see, there's a lot of pseudo-Christians out there. There's a lot of pseudo-politicians. We're not going to solve things with politics. For example, we even see that with well-intentioned people like Trump. Trump is basically a well-intentioned, probably good-hearted businessman who's not a racist. But look at the things he's doing. He's pushing 5G network, recycled toxic water, and genetically modified food because he's got bad advisors. He almost, luckily, pulled back, but almost started a war with Iran by striking after they hit their Global Hawk surveillance missile system, $140 million. And he calculated out when there are 150 people dead, it wasn't worth it because probably someone pulled him aside and said, you know, if you start this, our military bases are going to be hit by missiles from Iran and Russia. I mean, these are basically Russian missiles, okay, just like North Korea. We know this is a fact. And I'm trying to get through to this knucklehead Trump because he's the best we got. Believe me, the Democrats are so far over the edge, they're completely gone to Satan. Trump is just really tempted, and now even Scaramucci's attacking him because he doesn't like he's firing at everybody. Look, I don't understand why Trump is wasting his time even talking to Democrats or the media or even twittering against this and that. He should just lay out his policies, solve each problem, and fix it. And he can fix a lot of things without ever talking to the Congress, which are right now a liability. We simply lost them because of Mueller-gate made the Congress, a lot of Americans, think that they needed to vote in this Congress. And basically this Congress is a hellish group, a brood of people that want to destroy America. They want to go to trains, planes, meat, and they want to have open borders and give benefits to everybody. We can make health care available to everyone. Everybody in America, including visitors, should get taken care of. But this idea of bankrupting the country so we can destroy everything, this is all by design. That's what's going on.
Well, that leads me back to my original question, which you've actually helped illuminate some answers. But you said something that I thought was really important, because I'm looking at like a bottom line, and you said
the bottom line is that we have time right now to repent. And by the way, Josh is going to come on. I want you to raise this as an issue when we have our Christian people on, because tomorrow we're going to have Ken Klein on hour number 2 and John W. Spring in hour 3. But I want to hear from Josh now. So thank you for calling in.
Can I just get this out real quick? Is that when you said they want to use the ectoplasm to get things done, I don't know what that means, and I was hoping you could explore that.
Ectoplasm is basically it's a spiritual archetype of the sacrifice of the innocents that's used as a sacrifice to the incubi and succubi, sexual warrior demons directly under Satan. Okay? It's basically the currency of the astral realm for evil. How's that?
Yeah, but to do what?
Exactly. Well, you have a lot more questions. I want to get over to Josh.
Right.
I want you to raise this on other
calling
during other Christian shows, and we'll bring it up, because I don't know some of it. I know everything. I don't know some
thank
of it. I know everything.
Much.
You're welcome, Paulette. Thanks for calling. We have Josh. Josh was held back by something going on in school. Josh, we've got some really nasty things going on. We had, of course, our network was knocked out the first hour with the power outage. God knows whether it was natural or on purpose, but we've had lots of attacks in the past. We managed to get up by the second segment. You're a little delayed there today, but I want you to start pulling things apart. We're going to go on break in a couple minutes, but we've got Donald Trump being attacked by Scaramucci. We've got the crazy Democrats now meeting in Iowa, which are complete. I call the demonic horde of the demon rats, like the same term as Judge Pirro uses. We've got Epstein and his... There are 7 questions I raised in a video I did before the show that are from another report there, and I did about a 13-minute video report on YouTube and Vimeo. The death of Epstein is, by all means, as far as I'm concerned, it's a murder unless proven otherwise. Those cells, if you know anything about the cells, and I do because I was a doctor, I took care of people that were in prison and so on, it's virtually impossible to kill yourself unless someone gets their hands around your neck or has an implement of death. This man did not kill himself tying a shirt or a bed sheet that could be torn apart and it's only paper thin. This is insane to think that this man, well, they can give a phony autopsy so that he died by his self-inflicted wounds when he said he was adjusting to prison. And the guy probably has so many goods on so many people, he thought he was basically bulletproof, including Prince Andrew and many other politicians and senators. So the idea that how suddenly he died, it's like I call Arkansas with the Clintons.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
We're going to shut right after because it takes a while for them to get the articles up. So we're going live here in a minute. We're on. Okay. So Josh Bernstein. Josh, we missed the first two segments. I want you to give us an analysis of this segment. Right after the show, I'm going to do another video. And what I'll do is I'll send you a hyperlink directly on live stream so we can actually go live and we'll put that over on Vimeo and then translate it over to YouTube. This is one of the most vile things that happened to this man who's a mass honeypot criminal working with the SAD Special Activity Division of the CIA and Mossad, literally to manipulate and control through sexual blackmail politicians and leaders all over the world, including Prince Andrew, who like to, quote, suck the toes of prepubertal females. This is well known in all kinds of circles. So we have a situation now where I saw, and in fact on the video today that I put up, shows a picture of the Queen smiling and smirking, sitting right to the right of Prince Andrew inside one of their fancy vehicles, probably a Blue Shadow, one of the fancy British cars. And what people need to start understanding here is this is how the world's run. It's run by sexual blackmail with Lolita Island, and a lot of these people are high-level politicians like Mitchell, a lot of them billionaires, people that are princes and so on. And this is how the world's run. And it's so evil that the average person can't conceive that this is actually going on, but it is. It's like a B-movie that so you'd have the script thrown in your face. So, I'm sure that once you see the so-called autopsy that's supposed to come out today, it's going to be a scam. Mr. Barr is going to have to reevaluate and make sure that another autopsy is done to follow how the hell this guy died. Because I know these cells are basically suicide-proof. You can't tie anything to anything. They're 8 or 9 foot high. There's nothing to tie to. The sheets aren't strong enough to hold a man 200 pounds. To choke himself to death. 9 minutes of cutting off your blood supply and your brain dies. I don't see, unless he had illegal drugs he could actually shove in himself, how this man killed himself. And I guarantee you, the autopsy is going to be a scam. It'll be scamtastic.
Well, I think there's a couple of things, and I don't know if we got cut off earlier. But, again, the protocol was completely breached, okay? There's no question about it. The jail did not do what they were supposed to do. You're supposed to, when you're on suicide watch, they're supposed to come by anywhere between every 9 and 30 minutes. And we know that that didn't take place. We know that the cameras, quote-unquote, malfunctioned. Sure, right, whatever. And then
it wasn't even malfunctioned. It was turned away from his cell.
Right.
Wasn't even pointed toward them. I mean, are they going to just sit there while they're eating their ham sandwich and watch them? But they didn't.
Here, okay.
Yeah.
Now, as I was saying, I don't know a lot about Lisa Hope, who I believe is the chief psychologist for the entire Metropolitan Correctional Center there in Manhattan. But what I do know is that when you have someone on suicide watch, in order to take them off, there is a lot of steps involved with that. Number one, you have to sit down on a face-to-face. It cannot be over the phone. It cannot be through email. Enough. It has to be a face-to-face interview with the person on suicide watch. Then, after evaluating them and talking to them, you then have to do a post-watch report. This is mandatory based on the 2007 Bureau of Prisons federal guidelines. Now, right. Once that report is done, in that report, you must be able to show a reason why this person is now not a risk to themselves or others, and more importantly, what in particular changed in their behavior or what changed in events-wise that would warrant them to be removed from the suicide watch, and that must be documented as well. Now, right. Once that report is done, then it goes to the warden, and the warden then has to sign off on it. So
right.
There's a couple of people that need to lose their jobs and have investigations. Number
right.
one is the chief psychologist. Find out why this person was taken off of suicide watch. Apparently, there was another attempt, although I don't believe that. I believe someone tried to off him 3 weeks earlier, 2 weeks earlier
right.
as well. But now you look at Shirley Skipper Scott, who is the warden of this facility. And what prompted her to sign off on the chief psychologist's report, if you will, the post-watch report? What made it that, you know, they decided to take this person off after
right.
only 6 days of an alleged suicide attempt? It doesn't add up, okay? A three-year-old could figure up that the math here doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. But the thing is, they really don't care how sloppy they are. It's like, for example, when you listen to the latest 302s that would happen between Bruce Orr and his wife, Nellie Orr, and the people that he's covering for to create this new chain of information going through to create this false narrative so they could still get signing over in the FISA court. It was obvious that they are sloppy as hell because they figured that Hillary's going to get in. It wouldn't matter. It would never be exposed. The same thing as even Mr. Epstein, I guarantee you, kept all kinds of diaries and information. He's got a ton of
yeah.
stuff that I'm sure that the cops and the police already have possession of.
It's There's now four investigations. Actually,
right.
five investigations. Obviously, we've got A.G. Barr's investigation that's going through right now.
Right.
But again, they're going to give it to the special counsel, Michael Horowitz, really? The person who hasn't put anyone in handcuffs, and yet we're going to get to the bottom of it for this one? Give me a break. The
yeah.
next investigation is the Southern District of New York. Judge Berman, who, by the way, was appointed by Bill Clinton, said that the investigation was going to be continuing and ongoing. There's also another investigation from the Attorney General of New Mexico. They're looking into what happened in New Mexico. And then, of course, the amazing, awesome Ron DeSantis there in Florida, he's doing an investigation as well. Look, I'll say this. Even a waterhead like Kyle Mentila from Right Wing Watch, even he understands this type of math doesn't add up.
Right. I think any decent person of even the lowest IQ cannot understand this is just in-your-face sloppy evil. Sloppy.
Yeah.
It's so sloppy.
It's
sloppy enough that even the sloppiness is available to anybody of any intelligence.
Yeah, this gives new meaning to the word Arkansided, as far
right.
as I'm concerned. And
yeah. It does.
You know, it's amazing
it?
That
and
the Clintons
yeah.
are sitting there smiling after this, but they may not be smiling too long.
Well, here's what I see is going on. At the same time, I hear in comments coming out of the demon rats, same term as Judge Pirro, that Trump is a sexual predator and that he's involved somehow distantly, which he isn't. He got rid of this guy, Epstein, years ago. Or that he's a racist because he's coming out against supremacy, which means, I can tell you, you can say lots of things about Trump. He's not aware of 5G network and genetically modified food and recycled toxic water. but this is the most non-racist president probably we've ever had. I'm thinking, I'm sure if you scratch slightly green, you know, orange skin where he got his little orange tan, he'd be under that orange, if you want to call body wash, he'd be black. Because he's done more things for black people and colored people of color than any president in American history.
Yeah, so this is the president that won the 1989 award from Jesse Jackson for the Rainbow Coalition for his work in promoting diversity, okay, in his companies, all right? This is also the same quote-unquote racist that literally took care of the entire family of Jennifer Hudson when her family, her mother and her sister and somebody else was murdered by the husband or something, and a cousin was murdered or something. Not only did he take care of them, but he put the entire 30-plus people in the family up in his Trump towers in Chicago for an entire month for free, okay? Right. He's also the one that saved Drexler in New York when the senior member, Drexler, I can't remember the first name, he was killed in 9/11 in the planes.
Right.
And then they were going to have the Harlem basketball tournaments not continue on because financially they couldn't do it because they lost their main person that was keeping them going. He ended up putting up like $75,000 or $50,000 to help keep, the basketball league going so that inner city kids in New York could continue to have an activity outside of school. Right. And then they want to turn around and call, you know, this president a racist. These people are so insane. They have no idea of any grasp of reality.
And
then,
now
we
got
the thing from a race.
Now we got at the Iowa thing. We got Elizabeth Warren, this shrill, screaming maniac. Now in Bernie Sanders Claus, I call him. He looks like Mr. Potato Head on an angry rant. And these two are kind of making a dark alliance there in Iowa. I mean, honest to gosh. We need to get better advice through to Trump, so we need to get some time mano a mano with him. But to be honest with you, the fixes in Trump are really minor compared to the disaster of the entire Democratic bunch of clowns. It's so ridiculous. If any of these people got in, God help us all. The economy would be gone, healthcare
honestly,
would be gone.
I think that they're so far to the left now, and I don't say this lightly, they're seditious to the point where they're dangerous to the survival of this country.
Right.
And if, God forbid, we had one of these people take over the White House, it would be, number one, the markets would tank instantly, overnight.
Right.
You know, you would see mass chaos. You would see civil strife. You would see, violence in the streets. I mean, these people literally survive in the wallows and gallows of hell when it comes to the inner city.
Yeah.
When it comes to crime, when it comes to killing newborn babies, when it comes to, you know, destroying economies. I mean, they're literally the destroyer crafts. I mean, that's like a better name for the party these days. And there's truly not an option here. If you love this country, if you're an American and you love this country and you want to see it succeed and you want to see liberty and prosperity and freedom, you know, march on for generations, there's only one choice, and that one choice is President Trump. Everybody else would
We need to get him to three things. Stop drinking aspartame. Start listening to people like Josh Bernstein and Dr. Deagle and my helper, John W. Spring. Get some good advice other than people. Fire Mr. Ray of the FBI. Fire John Lightning Bolt, who's a drum-beating maniac. And start cleaning up his act. And then when I hear people like Scaramucci, this guy is nuts. I've never been impressed with Scaramucci. I mean, I don't know what you hear when I see him on Fox. He's not impressive, is he?
The thing with Scaramucci is when he was hired, you cannot have two alpha male dogs from New York in the same, you know, building, all right? It's just,